And hello, everyone. I am so happy to see you today, as every day, because today is a beautiful class on the fire element. And I absolutely love that class, because the power of fire is immense. It's very vast, it's expansive, and it's really, really great. Okay, so I hope you can hear me well. And today we are going to speak about that power and how we can use it, how we can implement it in our life. And what I'm asking you to do, I'm asking you to have a bottle of water beside you, or just imagine water in a glass just beside you. And why we are doing it is because water really contains fire, and fire has so much power on our lives and in our lives that it really needs some containing. Otherwise, it can go out of proportion and it can burn, it can devour, and it can swallow all the energies. And that's the power of fire. But it's also the weakness of fire. Fire is a very unusual element, and we are going to speak about it today. And first, I would like to tell you about one powerful thing, about power that we all know, and that's the power of divinity. You know, in many cultures, in many religions, in many countries, I think probably in all the countries, there's a special attention was paid to the power. It was given to the power, to the power of the fire. And it is not for nothing. It is not for nothing because it's really so. Fire is very, very powerful. And you know what? Because it has the energy of the heart. And what is the energy of the heart? What does really our heart have as a powerful energy? And that is the spark of the Creator. So that's the point of the Creator, when the creative force, which our heart contains, is combined with the power of the mind. So that's that merge of the creative force, of the spark of the Creator and the power of the mind that really makes us a creator. And first, what I'd like to do, I would like really to answer a very interesting question that we got on our Facebook share. And that's a question, okay. I was sitting there, I was doing something, I was playing with the bubbles, and nothing happened. Why didn't it happen? Why didn't it happen? And what did that person feel in the heart? Despair. Despair, sadness, I'm giving up, it doesn't work, doubt. And they are all qualities of the power element. These are the qualities of imbalances of the fire. When we, as human beings, we stop feeling that we are creators. All of a sudden, and there are moments like that with everyone. You think I haven't been there? I have been there hundreds of times. I've been there yesterday, actually. So when it's very human, it's the human attribute of the mind to doubt. Do you doubt? Of course. Do I doubt? Of course. And sometimes when something is not working the way we think with our mind it should work, what does it create inside us? It creates despair. It creates doubt. But the beauty of the creative force inside us, that as soon as we are connected to that creative force, we know. In our heart, we know that we are creators. We create on a daily basis. We create a lot of things in our lives. We create children. How better can you get? We create houses, we create bridges, we create everything. We create our bodies. We exercise, we recreate our bodies. We stop exercising, we recreate our bodies. So there is a power of the Creator. My advice to people, okay, sometimes it does not work. Why doesn't it work? Do you doubt in yourself? Do you doubt in the creative power? Do you doubt in your heart? In your heart, and you know that it works. And the Creator doesn't have to prove that it exists because you are the Creator. You are the Creator. Do you really need to prove that you exist, that you can think, you can create, you can move around life, you can create a lot of beautiful relationships in this life? Do you really need a proof that you can do that? No, because we do it automatically, right? But what do you do when you doubt? When you doubt, when you think it doesn't work, well, release your doubt. Release your doubt. Do you go out and you start playing like Beethoven, the piano? No. We start as a first grader when we want to learn something, we start small, right? Do you know what was my first creation? And I will tell you, and that was a beautiful creation, and it was small. I did not go and I did not move the mountains. No, what I wanted to do, I thought, okay, how would I test it? And I thought, okay, and I was actually in the underground at that time, and I thought, okay, what would I do to create? What would I create? How would I test that creative power inside me? And I was thinking about, and all of a sudden I saw a woman who was carrying a beautiful bunch of orchids, very huge and beautiful. And I thought, okay, what would I do with these beautiful orchids? What can I do? Oh, I love them. I will create them in my life as well. And I applied that creative force, the creative power. I asked the elements to draw that bunch of orchids into my life. And you know what? That woman, she went, she got off the train in the same station, and I was following her, and then one branch fell. And I was about to pick it up when there was a man who picked it up first and went to get hold of that woman, and he gave that branch back to her. And I thought, gosh, it does not work. And then I thought, well, no, maybe it was not, it was hers, it was not mine. And then I forgot about it, and the next day, I didn't tell anyone about it, about my failure in my creation. And then the next day, my husband comes back home, and he brings me a very similar bunch of flowers, of orchids, but a different color. And that brought a spark in my heart, because I believed in that creation. And when it works once in a small thing, it will work always. That's what you need to remember. If it worked once for you in something small, it will always work. You will always be able to do that. Then you will start practicing your piano, and then it will become better and better and better, and you will start creating more and more beautiful things, and you will start creating money, and you will start creating whatever you want to create, beautiful relationships, etc., etc. But I will tell you now one thing about fire, and I'm going to tell you something that is very, very important, that when you do your own creations, and fire is all about creations, when you do your own creations, you will know that what's important to recognize about the fire phase of the creation is that first, it's a yang energy. It moves very fast. It's very expansive. It moves in many directions, and it has a huge power of transformation, a huge power, because this is a very light vibrational energy. It is a yang energy. There is more yang energy in the fire than in anywhere else. right? And it's also, this energy has a direct connection with our heart. It's when you know, I feel it in my heart. And even though your mind tells you, oh, don't go there because you cannot get anything on that path, don't go there. But in your heart, you know that it's right to move in that direction. So that's what's the most important thing. So if and when you want to create with the fire element, listen to your heart. And also there is one more thing, that fire and the fire phase has a direct connection to the phases that precede it in its cycle. And that means that a fire must burn something up. It's only as powerful as the potential that was stored in the water phase and activated in the wood phase. So fire, to be at its best for its creation, needs that water phase that collects a lot of patience and a lot of the yin energy to have something in store for the wind, for the wood, to pick it up and give a direction. And only after that, it can manifest into something. So whenever you do your creations in your life, first go into the yin phase. Quiet, nighttime, meditation. From the meditation, when you are in the yin phase, you can start something. If you start something based just on the fire elements, it will go hectic, hectic, hectic. Your mind will spread it around and it might never happen. But when you start any creation from the water phase, then it will bring that body, that energy for the fire to implore, to engage. Because fire converts all available energy into kinetic energy. So whenever I manifest, because fire, it's the peak of everything. When I manifest, first I go into the stage of calmness and stillness, and I manifest from there. And you remember that water element, it has the strength of the ancestors as well. Call upon ancestral energies to manifest. And then give it a direction in the wood phase, and then bring it to the fire phase. How would I do that? Of course, with your mind. With your mind. And right now, what I would like to do is our joint exercise. I would like us all to take that fire bubble in our hands. But at the same time, when you are taking your bubble, your energy bubble into your hands, let's take a sip of water. Or just energetically imagine water all over you, around you. Okay, and let's take that bubble energy, that energy of fire, and include it in your bubble. And what we are going to do, because the fire energy is also about the extremes. We are going to transform the lower vibrational fire from that bubble so that it would not be in the way for our beautiful manifestations. Okay? And what I'm going to do, I'm going to play with my fire in my body and with everyone's fire, because I imagine all of us, so that's our fire. And I'm playing with that bubble, but everyone, please play with your own bubble, with your own fire energy in that bubble, right? And when I stop my hands, what I'm going to do, I'm going to release all the heaviness in our heart. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to rebalance. Rebalanced. And what I'm going to recreate, and I hope you are doing it together with me, I'm going to recreate lightness. Recreate it. And by doing that, I can feel how lightness, those light, beautiful energies from the field, are coming into our joint fire energy. That will help us with our creations and beautiful manifestations. And now what I'm going to do, I'm going to take the energy of shock. I just single it out with my mind from that bubble. The energy of shock and the energy of despair. When we all at some point experienced in our lives, or think about the moment when you felt, oh, I'm so desperate, I felt dismay, I feel really I'm shocked. So let's take that energy and think about the time when it happened to you in your life. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop my hands and I'm going to say, released. And rebalanced. And I'm going to recreate the energies of joy and elation, the energies that we could feel with our hearts. Beautiful. And now, what are the activities of the fire element? And the activities are forgiveness and apology. And you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going and I'm encouraging you to do that as well with me. Whatever or whoever you can forgive right now. And ask for apology. That's the time to do it because the energy of the fire is very high in the group. And I would like to draw your attention to one thing, that fire, it's all about the connectedness and connection. It's the connection, as I already mentioned, of the spirit and the mind, the God and the human. And it's also about all your connections to people. It connections to our parents, our relatives, our children. It's all about communication, connection, and relationships as well. It's very cool. But it's also fire connects us to our ancestors, to communication with our ancestors. And to it connects us to people, to our parents who passed away, grandparents who passed away. It connects us to the beauty of their energy. And I can tell you, sometimes people have the best relationships with their parents ever. But sometimes people have a lot of misunderstanding, sadness, grief, despair, and hatred, which is extreme, to their parents. it's all natural. Let's accept us in our own duality. Let's accept ourselves. However, it is possible right now to clear it. And by clearing all these energies, the energy of hatred, non-forgiveness, and disconnection at some level, by clearing those right now, will drastically, because fire is about transformation, will drastically change our health, our emotions, and our lives. The energy comes in waves, it comes in layers. And even if you can forgive, just right now, everything and everyone, all the situations and people that you keep that energy of hatred against, that is a huge, huge step on your whole DNA. It will influence the energies of your children or all relatives. You will be happier all around. Your fire will be able to pick up better, lighter, more creative energies for your own manifestation. So that's very important. It's very important, and we are doing it with our mind. It's very important to be able to notice not what's bad about it, but what's good about it, and pick up that vibration. And let's do it together. You can take another sip of water, because now all our anger that is stored in the wood element and resentment and frustration and despair and glimpses of that, traces of that hatred can be activated. But you know what? Just face it and face it and face also the concept that it's just the energy. Just the energy, nothing else. Just one of the energies. So let's take that bubble and take another sip of water, or imagine water around you. And we are doing it just to control that fire, to contain it. And take that bubble and play with it. And released all those traces of low vibrational energies that are not probably playing out right now in our lives, but maybe at some point they did, and everyone had that experience, everyone. Let's release hatred. Release non-forgiveness. Let's ask the fire element to burn that. Just burn it. And let's ask the fire element to transform it into forgiveness, love, connection, connectedness, and joyful communication. Rebalanced. And recreate it. And just feel into your heart right now. Feel how those beautiful energies of joy and forgiveness and apology and being able to apologize and joyful communication, they're flowing into our heart. And that is very beautiful. What else can we release right now? We can release all the energies whenever we did not feel that we are worthy. So let's release that energy of not worthiness into the fire, and let's ask our fire energy to burn it. And let's take that bubble and separate that energy. So that's my energy of not worthiness that I ever experienced in any part of my life when I am not coping, I am not good enough, I am not worthy. So let's play with that energy and stop your hands and release. And because fire is all about transformation, let's rebalance, and let's transform it into the energy of self-worth. And transformed. And see what's happening inside the heart. Heart is the yin organ, is the physical field of the fire element. Okay, one more thing. Let's transform self-doubt into assertiveness and ego into self-esteem. Let's do that. Let's play with our bubble and let's transform, release the unbalanced energies of ego and self-doubt. Stop and release. And let's play with our bubble again, rebalanced. And let's play with our bubble again, recreated. Recreated the energies of self-esteem and assertiveness. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about the physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and the life fields of the fire element. And when we are talking about the physical field, it is the energies of four things, not just one thing, four things. Okay, I can see, Anne, you have a question here. Okay, I will unlock you and see whether it's something that is important, that is urgent. Okay, Anne?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. When I do all these things, and I've been on three calls now, I'm not feeling it. I'm not connecting with it. Normally I can, but like today, my solar plexus just can't calm down, and I've been out and I've had a good morning, and I have no reason to feel this way, but on certain days, that's how I feel, and these calls don't seem to be doing, I don't seem to be able to connect to this energy.
Okay. So, what I can advise in this case, let me just send the energy of the balanced water. And rebalance the energies, okay? I will ask answer more questions later on, and I'm going to mute you right now. But please, don't give up, because it's the fire. Fire is about extremes. So whenever you cannot connect, and I said that the energy of the fire is about connection. If you cannot connect that energy within yourself, just release everything that is stopping me from it, okay? So that's the best thing to do. And go on. Don't give up, because that is also one of the attributes of lower vibrations of the fire element. When we give up the creator, the creative force inside ourselves, okay? And we don't want to do that. We need to know that we are the creators, okay?
Because I feel totally connected, like yesterday was a day where I'm in bliss and totally connected, and then today it's not, you know,
reason. Okay, so let me mute you right now and continue with the coaching call, and I will explain that as well, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So what is happening there? What is happening is, you know, yesterday I had a very, very hard day. And you know why? Because before each element, I get clients who need to work on that element. And there is a lot of, because it transforms very fast and it moves very fast, there's a lot of lower vibrational energy in the fire element. And I also noticed that before the classes of the fire element especially, people, because the energy already starts working before we come into the class, that's what is happening. This energy, it gets activated, so everything that is not settled there, that is not balanced there in the fire element, it gets activated, and that's what's happening. And it can happen, and I told you last time when we were finishing that in the fire phase, there can be a lot of unsettledness, but let us continue, and by the end of the call, you will feel much difference, and I will leave a lot of healing energies for us to continue working on that. So it's just accepted. It's just, okay, I don't feel the greatest. It's a little bit of disharmony. So what? It always is. These elements always nourish each other, and they also control each other. So we go through our life with days up and down, with disharmony and then falling back into harmony. But if we learn how to do it in a more harmonized way for ourselves with the energy of the heart, that will be happy all around for it, okay? So let's continue. So what I wanted to say is that in the physical field, the fire energies have four attributes, four organs, and that's the energy of the heart. And the heart does a lot of things because it governs the blood. It governs the blood, it controls the pulses, and it also houses the spirit. That's why, as I said, that's the spark of God. That's why a lot of problems when the spirit is not settled, when it's not aligned with our mind, it's manifested as the fire disharmony diseases or conditions, which are hysteria, anxiety, nervousness, depression. When we feel brokenhearted, we feel sad, obsessions, addictions, they're all in this area. These are all here. What does the pericardium, which is another yin energy, like the heart energy, it's also the yin energy. What does pericardium do? And pericardium, it encloses the heart. So it's the organ that is around the heart. So what it really does, it lets the energies in and out of the heart. So the it wraps and protects the heart. Okay? What does it protect the heart from? It protects the heart from overstimulation and emotional shock. So sometimes, and because the fire energy is all about the extremes, sometimes that extreme can happen to the heart. And the heart protector is there to help the heart to cope. Okay? And the yang energies of the physical field are the small intestine energy, and we call it in Chinese medicine the triple burnout, the triple heater. And the small intestine, what it does energetically, it really separates truth from not truth, clear from pure, clear from not clear, pure from turbid. That's what it does. And the triple heater, what it does, it divides the body into three sections, into the upper, middle, and the lower section. And what it does, it distributes not only the temperature in the body, but also the energy, the vital force, the energy in the body. So right now, what we are going to do, we are going to play a little bit with the physical field. And I'm encouraging you to take that bubble. These are my yang energies. So the energies of the small intestine and the energies of the triple burner. And with that, we'll also ask the field of the fire element to rebalance the temperature in our body in our highest and best. And we'll play with that bubble. And we'll say, released. And let's play with that bubble. And we'll say, rebalanced. And let's play with that bubble. And stop. And we'll say, recreated. Okay, beautiful. And now what we are going to do, we are going to work with the yin energies of the physical field, with the heart and the heart protector, the pericardium energies. And we are going to play with that bubble and stop. And released. And release all the sadness. And whatever energy you're experiencing right now, because you can really be disturbed by the fire element. And that's why we're keeping water very close. And we're taking a sip from time to time. Or energetically we imagine water. Because you can be very, very disturbed. And feel that there is something wrong. But actually, it's all about transformation. And stop and released. Release sadness. Release the energy of discouraged. I'm discouraged. Release the energies of anxiety. Oh, any depressive energies. Or any nervousness, let's release any nervousness that might be stuck in our fire element. And let's rebalanced. And let's recreate calmness in our heart. Let's recreate balance. Let's recreate harmony and a happy, joyful feeling. And play with that bubble. Recreated. And now what I'm going to do, I'm going to give a little bit of a group healing of the heart energies. And what is going to happen, everything that made your heart sad or nervous or whatever lower vibrations, I'm going to observe the balanced water and fire energies just to clear it from our mutual heart energy field. And let's take a deep breath in and out. And in your mind, you can look what is happening with the energies of the heart right now. And now our heart started recreating the energies of love and joy and peace and calmness. And connection to the spirit, to the spark of God inside ourselves. And I can see a very, very big shift in our mutual field. The field, all of a sudden, has become lighter. And when we are, and while we are in that light, bright field of energy of the balanced fire element, I would like to apply this energy to your relationships. Think, who would you like to apply that beautiful light energy? I can see right now it's very light, it's very beautiful, and we have created that field. We have created that field of lightness and happiness. Draw into that beautiful field whoever you want to draw to have a better relationship with. With your mind, think about that person. Think about everything that is good about that person. Don't concentrate, whether it's your boss at work, whom you previously did not see eye to eye with, or whether it's your husband or your whatever, does not matter. Think about something, one positive thing about that person, and enhance and draw that positive thing into that field, and you will see how it will affect all your relationships, and also how it will affect you, your perception of the world. Beautiful. When we talk about the heart energies, we also talk about our eyes. Eyes is the reflection of the fire element energies. It's the reflection of that spark. And that's exactly what we do. We look into the eyes of a person and say, oh, that person is nice. Oh, I can see the light in that person. And when the person is dying, this light, that spark of the fire element of the Creator, it's gone. Also, the reflection of the fire energy is in your face. If the face is a little bit too pale, then there is some disharmony. Okay? And if the face is a little bit too flushed, there is a little bit too much fire. It's a little bit of disharmony as well. It's a little bit too much fire. Where does the heat go? The heat rises. The heat rises, right? Physically, the heat rises. Where does it rise? It rises on the trunk and it rises to the face. So when we feel that there is a lot of allergies, for example, that's the heat condition. Itchiness, the heat condition. Redness, the heat condition. Flushes, the heat condition. There is one more hand here, and I will unlock that caller, San Luis, because this is the fire element, but I would prefer to take really all the questions at the end. I will unlock because that's the fire element that we are dealing with. Okay, cell phone, San Luis.
Okay. Thank you, Ina. Sorry, I was late.
Oh, okay. So that's not about, okay. So let's not right now concentrate on the, that's okay. No, let's not concentrate on that. In 15 minutes, I will answer all the questions, okay? And please, yeah, okay. Drop your hands, okay? Okay, wonderful. So let me send once again the balanced energies of the water. And if you feel that there is a little bit too much heat in your body right now, please take a sip of water, or let's imagine water around us. That will calm us down. The fire element is very vast. I cannot even imagine how beautiful it is. But it's also, it has a huge transformative power. And in nature, we can see it. Look at the summer. It's always short. It's always short, but it comes in full swing. Look at the middle of the day. We are full of energy. We move, we think, we create, we do something. That's the time of the fire energy, the middle of the day. The blast of color, red color. Heat of the summer, that's the fire element, energy. The peak of our life, when we are in our 20s, from 20s to 30s years, we create, we move, we do something. We create businesses, we create whatever we create, right? We create joy. We create our career. The peak of our career is in that energy, okay? All right, so the emotional aspect, the emotional field of the fire element energy, we've already discussed that by releasing. And this is love and joy, joy, love to yourself, balanced ego, creativity, motivation, elation, forgiveness, self-esteem, self-worth, assertiveness, lightness, calmness, balance, harmony. Happiness, joyfulness, these are all beautiful, high vibrational, emotional fire element energies. And we have released a lot today of what is low vibrational. You know, I will tell you a secret, one secret. You'll be surprised. Do you know that language in general is the fire energy? A word can unleash a war. A word can kill. A word can change your sadness into joy. A word. So our language is a fire energy. It's a little bit contained because there are consonants and vowels in there. And the vowels are the fire energy in the full swing. And consonants are containing that keep that yin energy, the other polarity in the language. But what I encourage you to do, use the higher vibrational words in your vocabulary and the higher vibrational emotions. And then you will create a higher vibrational life. We are creating on a daily basis, all the time. And we are creating all types of situations and circumstances, higher and lower vibration. Everyone does that. But if with your mind you decide, okay, I am creating just higher vibrational situations, and you will start doing it. You will notice the changes. You will notice the changes. So what is the mental field? The mental field is the connection of the spark of the fire element, the spark of the creator, and our mind. And the spiritual aspect is it's the feeling of the heart. It's the energy of the heart. That's why it's so, so important. And the life aspect, it's our reputation. And it's what we have achieved in our life. What we have achieved. The fire element is also about your yo-yo. About that wave in our life. It's about what is too little and what is too much. And right now, I encourage you to think, okay, what's too much in my life? What's too much that I cannot cope with? It can be anything. And let's rebalance it. Let's take that bubble with what is too much. And everyone, please put that, what is too much in my life? If my life is too complicated, put it in there. If my life is too much hustle, too much work, too much struggle, too much whatever, put it in there. And let's play with that bubble. And let's release. And let's rebalance. Rebalanced. And let's recreate. Recreated. And we are recreating harmony and balance. Harmony and balance of all the elements, harmony and balance of water. And what's too little? Too little money, too little what? Too little what? Too little spark? Too little energy? Too little strength? What's too little? Let's release that. Because it's also too much or too little in each element, by the way. It's just harmony. Let's release that. What's too little? Let's play with our bubble. And stop and release. Released. And rebalanced. And recreated. There's a little bit of self-doubt in the field here, and I'm going to release that for everyone, for your highest and best. And let's rebalance that beautiful field. Rebalanced. Recreated. and we have a little bit of time, that I left this activity until the very end of our coaching call, so that we have the best we can do right now, okay? We have the best we can really do. The best energies that we could have created in the fire element during this call. We have the clearest, the best vibrations for ourselves right now. So what can we do with them? And my suggestion is, let's create a success template for ourselves. Because the fire element is all about the peak of success. You can use that template for yourself, and it's different. It will be different for everyone. You can use it for any activity in your life, for anything, whatever you want to achieve. You want to achieve money, use it. You want to achieve anything, use it. Use it. Success in relationships, success in career, success in spiritual career, success in understanding, success in any skill that you want to develop at this point of your life, use that, please. Okay? And what we are going to do right now, we are going to close our eyes and we are going to think about any moment of your life when you felt successful, when you felt really, really good. It can be anything from your teenage years or any bright moment. It can be anything at all, the birth of a child, the birth of a business venture, the birth of anything. Or it can be something at full swing when you enjoyed the harvest, you enjoyed anything, a good meal, a look in your lover's eyes, anything. Just create that moment of success in your heart. And with that beautiful energy of success, feel into it. Feel into that beautiful moment. And see the energy. Feel into the energy of it. What else did you feel? Was it joy? Was it elation? Was it support, strength? What was the energy? What is the energy of that feel? Beautiful. And now, what was the color? What was the color? If you were to choose a color for that field, what you felt at that moment of time, what color would you choose for your success? And if you are to choose the number to attach to your success template, what would that be? Just anything that comes into your head would be good. And let's take the energy of that moment with its color and its number and download it into your own body. Bring it into your heart right now. Activate it. And now let's merge it with everyone's energy of success. and feel what's happening in your body right now. Feel into that feeling what's happening. And now, put a mental marker, remember. Give a command to your brain, remember that moment. Remember the vibration of that energy. And what I'm going to do right now, I'm going also to invite the energy of the water element to contain that fiery energies in us and to rebalance all the energies on our body for our highest and best. And of course, we can do a lot of exercises and we can speak a lot about each element, but we are also contained by that hour. And I would like to answer questions of people right now. Okay, and there is one anonymous guest that has been holding, raising hand all along. So please, your question.
So please, your question.
Hello, is it me?
Yes, okay.
Yes, okay.
Hello, Ina, it's Beverly.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm calling via Skype, so that's why it's anonymous. I don't know how to put my name
up
there.
That's okay, Beverly.
Okay, Beverly.
Bless you. Thank you for taking my call. Ina, we had a lovely session, private session, and it was about me loving myself. And I feel that the fire in my heart for really life, but definitely for me, is not. I don't have strong fire. I think, you know, when we're talking about the elements and stuff, and I'm trying to find out what's going on. So, would you be able to see if that's what's, or would you be able to help me with it, whatever?
Okay. What I motivate you guys to do is to. Start working on yourself. Start working on yourself because you have all these tools. Let me scan your field. I will see what is here that everyone can learn from and what we can do. So immediately what I feel, and actually that what was sounded out during that call, that to start working on your own fire, you should start working with the water energy. If you feel like you, what did you say? You said, oh, that's too little fire, right? Is that an imbalance? Of course, that's an imbalance, right? So what can we do about it? With too little fire, we need to nourish it. Nourishing comes from water because water always opens the cycle. So what I recommend, if you feel that there is too little strength, too little energy, what I recommend you do, you will just first go into the stillness, into the meditative state, and you invoke the water element to start supporting your kidneys, your bladder. And I'm doing it right now for you. And whoever it might apply on that call.
Thank you.
And you are supporting through the water element, you are supporting the energies of yin and yang of your kidneys. So start with the physical. Start with the physical. And then go to the emotional. Release all the fears and support the energy of the strength, internal strength, right? The water element has the internal strength. So start from the beginning. Start with the beginning of the wave because all the energies, they manifest themselves in the wave movement. And I'm doing that for you. And then you start with the mental. So strengthen, ask all your ancestors to strengthen that potential, to strengthen the potential to live, to strengthen the potential to choose, your will to choose the best potential for yourself. And I'm choosing that for you and for everyone that that call might apply to.
Thank you.
And then, when you went over this, you go to the wood face and give your water a direction to flow. Ask the wood element to give it a direction. Because without the direction, it will go everywhere. Water will flood, right? It needs a direction. That was the beginning of this call, right? To have a bright fire of the peak in your life, of the peak of success, of the peak of money, of the peak of everything you need to start with water. And let's give it a direction. And I'm choosing just for you from your potentials, from what you want, really. I don't know what you want, but I'm just energetically seeing it. And what are we going to do right now? We're going to choose to go to that fire element and allow it to rebalance your body for your highest and best. Whatever you need physically, a little bit more warmth probably, or a little bit more something, or a little bit more movement that comes from the wood. It's not up to me to choose. I'm not choosing anything. I'm just watching what these elements do. They're always smarter and because they're part of us, and I'm just using their energies. I'm just commanding. I'm giving a command, and you can do the same thing, just command. And just allow yourself to observe. That's all I'm doing. Okay. And how are you feeling?
Yeah, I feel very grateful. Thank you. I'm not very good at speaking.
Let's release that energy of self-doubt once again in you, in me, in everyone who is present here on the live or the replay. And let's enhance the energy. I am great. Let's enhance the energy of the greatness of the Creator inside us. And the power of the Creator inside us. And the joy of the Creator inside us. The joy to create. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bless you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Montreal 514.
Okay. Hi. I'm actually almost afraid to raise my hand, so I think it's still good I did. But I was thinking about it. Like, I have trouble even doing the smallest things sometimes in my life. I shut down. Like, I took piano lessons when I was a kid, and all of a sudden I stopped practicing when I was 15. Like, even those small steps. And then when you were talking about the shock, I was wondering about that. Like, I always thought it's because I'm so judgmental, and then I rebel against that. But with the shock, you freeze. So does that freeze the water and the emotion from flowing, or is it something else happening? And how do you get that spark back?
Of course, shock really paralyzes everything, all the energies of the five elements. It paralyzes the flow. Okay, and nothing can exist about the flow. We are moving all the time. Even when we are sleeping, we are moving all the time. So it paralyzes all the energies. So first, to unleash, to unlock that spark, work with your shock. So you haven't had your private session yet with me. So remind me of that, and we'll work on it.
No, I haven't had it. Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah, I know.
There's probably different things. It could be birth trauma. But it could be also, like, I had a health diagnosis when I was in my 20s that was very hard. There's a lot of that fear of death, I think, or, you know, like persecution. Like, I'm Jewish, too.
Definitely.
So I don't know what it is exactly, but
You know, there can be anything. It's like I stay away from diagnosing on the coaching call of anyone, and I'm staying away, and we'll discuss it in your private session for sure.
No, and I know that's
but
fine.
But what I'm
that's
going to tell
too,
you,
yeah.
yes, what I'm going to tell you, just think about all the times in history. That Jewish people were prosecuted. Think about all this tragedy and trauma that your DNA is carrying, not just in your family, but in your cultural roots, in that root of the energy bubble of Jewish people. It can be applied to any people.
Right, no, it can. I mean, all of us have it.
Yeah. We all have it. But how is it playing out in your DNA? And you are right about the talents. You're absolutely right about it. Only today I was talking about my son-in-law talents when he can draw so well, but he had that from God. It's a gift of the fire element. It's a gift of God. And he has never been able to do that. Like, he does it now, but he was never trained. And that's why it's so important for us to activate that spark of God, to activate that gift of God and our children. It's so important not to stop it, not to block it. Because with that, if we block it, and who knows, who knew about that, right? If we block it, then there are a lot of regrets that will come up later. There is a lot of disappointment, a lot of despair, a lot of sadness. And it's all blocking that, right? It's all blocking our energy, guilt, hurt, you know, whatnot. A lot of high vibrational energies, right? And sure, on your private session, we'll deal with whatever you mention. Whatever comes up is being dealt with, because I'm not dealing with it. I'm mortal. I'm like you. There's no difference. The same DNA, the same cultural environment, the same environment on the earth. I'm carrying the earth's energies. And I am no different from anyone, one single bit. What you do when you want to strive, you just unlock one by one. And you do it through mistakes. You make mistakes, and you don't let them collapse you. You just move on. And you make more mistakes and more mistakes and more mistakes. But if you carry the energy of these mistakes, and we all do, then that will be time to work on them. And we'll do that during the metal element coaching call, okay?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thanks so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
And
let's... What is another thing?
Sorry?
Yes, what is another thing?
Oh, for me?
Oh, you said another thing, and then
I just said everything makes so much sense. It's really, it's kind of reassuring. It makes me hopeful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't think of the word.
Okay, good.
Thank
okay,
you.
So I'm muting you. You're welcome, and I'm unlocking someone else. Okay, Barbara?
Yes.
Yes. Hi.
Am I there?
Yes, you're there. I can hear you.
Hello. My question is, with weight issues, do we need to look more at what is the cause of the weight issue?
There can be different things. With weight issues, of course, it does have the fire of metabolism, but mostly, there was that, I think that it was your question on the five element share, and we are going to deal next week with that during the Earth coaching
course.
So there's a lot of things, but you're right. By raising that question, because fire, it on our scheme, it goes in front of the earth element. So what's that that is not allowing your body, for example, to metabolize it for your highest and best? What is that that keeping that those energetic toxins as fat, right? So what is there? And we are going to talk more about our digestion and issues like that in the earth element, okay?
Okay. Now, also, the other question I had, we had talked about this just for a moment in my private session, but you had said I was out of alignment with my house. If we want to clear the energies of our house, do we just move through all of the different energies, like start with the water and then move through to the wood and the fire and just clear all the energies that way?
That's one of the ways to do so. Again, I speak about the home energies in the earth element, because this element carries those home energies more than any other element.
Okay.
But yes, answering your question, yes, you can do it that way, but you will learn more about next week, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Okay, and that is San Luis 805. San Luis.
Obispo? Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. I can hear you very well.
This is Ruth Jean. I was just wondering. I'm born in a full of water. I told you I practice my feng shui and my patchy. I don't know if you are familiar with that. I am water, and my ancestor is earth. But I was born in the month of July, which is the height of summer. And every time I lost my business, my most important business, my private school, last year, and I'm just healing right now. I wonder if I'm sure I am imbalanced, but the fire element that you teach us today, like, ignite me because of the 8 hours, like daytime is the 8 hours, and my hour is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Can you suggest which part of the fire element I have to activate in my body that would coincide with my time, or do I have to go forward for the next element, like the fire will produce earth?
Okay. Yes, I understand your question. So, again, the fire element strength and weakness is a fast transformation, creation and destruction. Okay, so what you have suffered, so to speak, and you did, is the loss of your highest potential of the fire element. So it created imbalance. What I can see energetically, it created imbalance. It created a very deep sadness in your heart. So what I suggest, first you work with the energies of your heart, but you also always employ you said that you have a strong water element. Employ the energies of your ancestors. You know, sometimes we lose... not because we did something wrong, but we are replaying the programs that we have from the previous potentials, from the previous lives. And it creates, it is part of our karma. It also creates a learning experience for us. So what I suggest you would do, you work with your ancestors' first ancestral energies and your strengths and your water elements through the ancestral energies. You dissolve it from there and you work with the physical field of the water element because, you know, this failure, so to speak, it affected the energies of your physical, emotional heart, of your emotional heart, first of all. Okay, so resolve that, start with that, resolve what is there, resolve the, we call it root and branch, resolve the branch first, because all the acuteness of the situation is there, all the acuteness is locked in the situation which you are experiencing right now, so resolve it from there. And then you can go deeper and deeper and deeper and resolve it through your ancestral water energies.
Okay. Thank you. The sky and the looking is so beautiful with feather. And I saw while I was starting with our call, a five dog image of the dog in the sky.
Oh, wow.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, wow.
It's very beautiful. I wanted to share this with you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, and thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. Okay, and thank you. And let's unlock Mirna.
Hi, Ina. Thank you very much for the call. It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
I was told years and years and years ago, and it really stuck with me, and I didn't know why it had such relevance. But I'm wondering, hopefully you can shed some light. I was told that I would never be able to balance my water and fire elements.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any truth in that? Like for people, like is there sometimes there cannot be a balance, or is that was that just something?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So my answer to that is that from time to time, we are told something by people or by whoever we are told by, and we believe. And as soon as we believe, there is a trigger for our mind to recreate anything in our life on the basis of that belief, on the basis what we believed in. So if something that we believe, and it can be true or it cannot be true, but you guess what? When we believe that it's true, it starts being true and we start creating the situations that make it true. We start drawing because we are creators. And that's the most thing that I wanted to deliver today. We have the creator spark. We are the creators. So if you believed in that, sure, that will influence you, and you will start creating all kinds of imbalances in your fire and in your water because there will be too much fear. That really happened to me. As soon as you release your fear, so my best advice to you that I can give you at the moment, release fear. Release that fear, and let's do it for you. When you believe in something, because sometimes, you know, we're all subject to an interplay of energies in our lives. And sometimes a person can come up into our life and can tell us something that is not very pleasant. It happens. Whether that person was telling you because he or she is not harmonized himself or herself and something is happening in his life and he's just kind of reflecting it, but if you believe that, what will start happening? If I tell you right now, it's all rubbish, you can create whatever you can create, you can create your own balance, then it will start changing. Just with me telling you, you know, just don't believe it. It's
perfect.
All, yeah.
All right, okay. I appreciate that, thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, Anne. I am unlocking you again.
I do feel much better now. The word that and the thing that comes up for me most often is resistance. What do we do with resistance? Sometimes I feel like I'm being dragged behind my big black horse of spirit with my heels dug in and holding on for all I can, holding back. And it's a feeling that's within me, and what do I do with it?
Do you remember that during the call I told you that that fire element, in order to develop it into something big, it needs fuel. And it takes fuel from the wood. And the wood's lower vibration is resentment, resistance, frustration, anger. So it's all there. So I suggest you deal with your resistance first. You deal with your wood element. Because if you have something like that in your life and you allow your fire right now to create something, it will also use that energy for the creation. Because, you know, each element, it doesn't discern. Because the duality is part of us, the element doesn't discern what to amplify. It can amplify the polarities, both polarities. That's why every call, what we are doing first, we are releasing something that is lower vibrational. And guys, don't be scared, because that's the point of the whole exercise. Is to release. During each call, we are releasing a lot, and we are employing those highly vibrational creative energies for our creations. And as I said, we'll start small. But first, like, yes, you're right, even though you feel better and something was released, and that's great, that's thumbs up, that's great, you did a great job, a great creational job today. But if you feel that it's still in your system, well, please, yeah, by all means, work with that resistance. Enumerate, make a list of the situations and people who you feel that, to who you feel that. But that will be clearing the branches, but you need to go deeper. And go to the ancestral energies, take a bubble of the ancestral energies into your hand and say, okay, so whatever created that situation, you don't even have to see it, but because that's the beauty of working with the hands, is that you don't have to tap into it. You don't have to be very sensitive to be really, really good at healing. You can be anything, anyone can do that. It's you just play with your hands, release all the ancestral energies on all the levels of the creation, whatever I have ever been, whatever my spirit has ever been when he experienced that resistance. And then tap into the energies of your hand and tap into that. And it's releasing, like feel the vibrations until it subsides, feel that tension until it subsided, okay?
Okay, yeah, because it is nothing specific. There's nothing to list. It's just a feeling that comes up, and I just have the picture of a child holding on with everything it's got with the heels dug in. That's the picture I get.
Right. Right. Okay. Work with that image. Work with that image. Take that picture and work with that.
Okay,
release,
thank you.
Release, balance, recreated. Okay. All right, and now, Paris.
Hi, Ina. This was a beautiful call. I really, really got a lot out of it. My question is working with the ancestors. Sometimes I'll be working with an element and I get ancestors, so I clear. Do they belong in a separate bubble, or can I address it in whatever I'm doing at the moment?
The beauty of this system is its flexibility. Whatever you feel like doing it, whatever your heart tells you, listen to your heart, because our intuition is part, we feel intuitively, we feel with our heart. So ask the elements, okay, so what is the best way for me to do? Okay, I'll do it that way. Just go with the energy of your heart about it. But it will work either way.
Okay, and the other question with the ancestors, I'm a bit leery to ask for their help. I have no problem clearing, but to ask for their help, I just don't want them hanging out around me once I'm done. I mean, I want to be a sovereign being, and I don't like, I love my ancestors, but I want to be in my own space and not be influenced in a way that could be, you know, taking me back instead of forward. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely. It does make sense, and some people feel the energy of the ancestors more than others. And my advice to you, well, it's your free will. You are free to create whatever you want to create, and you are free either to invite them or not to invite them, because they cannot step in without your invitation. So you just tell them to back off or go away. I want to create without you. That's all there is to it.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. And then, Nicole, let me unlock you. Yes.
Hello.
Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hello. So I kept getting disconnected from the call, so I apologize if I'm being redundant with either of these questions. One is more specific to me. I was recently told that my fire energy was very, very active, and that's why I'm losing weight right now. But so I wonder if the best way to balance that is to optimize the fire energies, the fire energy field itself, or to bring in more water, or if I let it go for a while because I am in the process of transmuting, or what do you recommend in cases like that for mm-hmm. balancing or letting the field do its work, or...
Mm-hmm. Okay, so first, yes, you are a great then example of too much fire at the moment. If you are losing weight rapidly and you want somehow, and it's the transformations in your life. And the way you speak, like, look, you have a very fast speech. And
yeah.
That shows me fast speech is the fire, actually. Yeah. So what you do, you know, the best advice I give always to people is to really not to think too much, but ask their consciousness, ask the consciousness of the elements to step in, because these they are conscious. Don't separate them from yourself. They are in you. Mm-hmm. Their consciousness in you. This smart universe, it has all these energies in you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So just start being more an observer and allow them to rebalance your body, your emotions, your physical, rather than doing it with your mind, because their solution will be much better than the solution that your mind comes up with, okay?
Okay. So, all right. I guess I'll just play around with that. And then in general, then, I think you were speaking to this towards the beginning about, so just for like, what would you suggest for kind of simplifying in the beginning to, I think I've overwhelmed myself because you've given us so much to work with, which is beautiful. But to get that initial spark of belief that I think you touched on, what would you suggest to stick with in the beginning, just one simple practice, like a go-to to see a result to be able to build upon that and then expand the practice.
Right. To get that spark in anything,
mm-hmm.
I'll repeat once again, you go to the water.
Go back
because
to the water.
Yes, because that spark cannot get from anywhere. Go back into the water, meditate on what you want to have that spark about, and work with the water, release everything from the water, then wood, and then get that spark activated into your life.
Okay, so just pick one thing and then work with the bubbles, or
yes,
which,
yes, like... yes. Yes, multitasking is fine, and I already answered that question, that you can work
on
everything.
Yeah, I think I missed that.
That was on the share that I asked, that I answered that. Multitasking is fine, but you also need to take into consideration with your mind that the energy goes where your thought goes. And if you are doing a lot of things and a lot of energies at the same time, then this life force it's being split into everything, like all those smaller things, or two, three, five things that you are doing or thinking at the same time. If you just devote your thinking and start with getting that just into one thing, and if you want to create something from something small, then you will feel that energy of success. And if you felt it once, you will activate it and enhance it millions of times, and you can grow and grow it, because it's also a wave. It's a wave. The energy of success is a wave. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, cool. So, okay, let me do a few more. We are going beyond our time, so let's do it fast. Okay, Santa Barbara, 8:05.
I have a question. I thought you started at 9 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, and it seems like you started an hour early, and I never got any kind of email or anything about that.
Yes, there was a notification to everyone, to all the subscribers of List A and B, sent to your emails. If you provided your email, there was a notification. Yeah, there was a notification. Look into your mail, so it could get into spam. It was done. It is done automatically, so it could get that notification to your spam. Check your spam box, because it's sent automatically to everyone. And
I put on the other emails, but I didn't get that one. So I got on and I missed. I've already missed two calls. So last week it was at 9 a.m. So I just figured it said that it was on the.
Well, you know, don't worry too much about it, because all the energies that you are getting during the live call, you are getting on the replay. So it's the same thing. It does not differ. The energy, the wave is not different. It's not whether you listen live, you listen to the replay. Sometimes when I work, I send the healing to people whom I work with to that particular time of their time. Because in fact, and you will learn about it on the last package B, number 6 call, that time and space doesn't exist, and the energy is transformed wherever. So don't worry too much. Maybe there was a reason for it.
I just don't know what to ask now. I mean, it's like I don't even know what we're doing, really, because like I said, I've only attended one call. I haven't heard the first replay yet. I have trouble with being activated at certain times of the day. Then I don't sleep for days. It upsets my biorhythms or something, and that's an issue I'm dealing with. And basically, like the last caller, I lose weight really easily. My digestion's not the greatest. And right now I'm exhausted. I've been up since like 3 in the morning. And by accident, I opened something that was activated, and that affected me. And it seems like I'm okay in the mornings more now than I used to be with activations. Now, I've been worked on most of my life daily by a guy remotely from India. And I've never had an issue with it interfering with my energy. It's always made me sleep better, actually. Now, all the activations I'm getting on these calls, it seem to interfere with my energy, and I don't know why that is, and his doesn't.
I think that in your case, I would recommend to work with the water elements to balance your water first, to listen to the play of the first call and work more with the water elements. Probably because you are doing it sporadically, you are a little bit out of sync with what is happening on the calls, but what I could recommend is to work with the water element, because there's a lot of clearing. Obviously, there's a lot that came up to be cleared, and maybe your body just needs a little bit more time for clearing. So I'm sending you right now lots of water calmness and lots of water element healing properties.
Now, once I work with the water, I just work with it individually, or do I work with, I remember last time I talked to you, last call, you said to work with all the elements at one time. So I'm a bit confused. Do we focus on mostly the water, or do we focus on another one element at a time, or do we infuse all the elements together? And do we need to think of them separately, or do we not need to focus on that at all, just what we're focusing on to heal? I'm not sure how that all works.
I'm suggesting that you will start slow, and to make this discernment for yourself, you will work separately on each smaller field within each element. So start with the water element, because obviously there's a lot of programs that are clearing right now. But if you start with the physical, what is the physical? And we were talking about the water element. What is the physical aspect? And you can also have a look in your handout and start working with that by releasing, rebalancing, and recreating. And by recreating, you're recreating all the best tendencies in your life and in your body. And because you are not doing it, and the elements are doing it for you. And they are always doing it from the aspect of love. It's not my activations. It's you who are doing your activations within yourself. Okay?
Now, do I have to be real specific on the fear that was created by ancestors? Or can I just address fear as a larger picture, just fear in general?
You can do both. You can activate that specific, you can release and rebalance that specific fear that you are talking about, or in general. I would do both. I would work on the water bubble in general and on each specific fear in general. Because everything that we do, everything that we are not, that we are confused about, that we don't feel happy about, everything comes out of fear. Everything. So that's, you answered your own question. Start working with each fear that you've ever had in your life, and your life will change. It will change for the better. Just give yourself some time to realign, okay?
Okay. Okay. Now, I've been told that my past, by other people, that my past really no longer affects me, that I've moved beyond a lot of stuff. So I wonder if by going back to all these things, I'm triggering them again into the present from the past, and I'm bringing the past back in, which is what has affected my digestion, holding on, because I tend to hold on. And I think maybe that's the reason why I still have all these issues, because I mm-hmm. haven't let go of it, even though it doesn't really affect me anymore.
Okay. So if there is a trigger, ever, you cannot see and release anything that doesn't exist. If there is a trigger, and if this trigger sits in your system, in your emotional, physical, and whatever energy fields you have, then it will always replay. It will always reactivate itself unless it is cleared with your mind, with your intention. So keep working on all of those, and that will be cleared permanently, forever, for good from your life, okay?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm sending you lots of healing water, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And London, Ontario, 519. Hi, Ward.
Hello. This is Margaret.
Oh, Margaret. Okay.
For some reason, I'm not getting your emails, my emails either from you. I'll have to send you a note because I missed the call.
No.
Started okay. at 12. I just wanted to ask a question. I've been working with it, like you mentioned, with the wood element and the air and the movement, you know, in the mornings with flexibility and, you know, bringing it through your spine, that type of, that you gave in the wood call. But now my lower back is really painful, and I've never had that before. On my left side, it seems like I don't know whether I overdid something or...
Or underdid something. Yeah.
Or something.
Yes, you know, I will tell you what happened to me. When I started clearing my stability, finances and whatnot, I spent a month in bed several times when I cleared everything. And I was basically paralyzed with a lower back pain. I was basically disabled. You know, when it starts clearing, when you start clearing, and that's your stability in life, that's your finances, when it starts clearing, it might take some time. Be gentle with yourself. Keep on clearing. Keep on clearing. The more you clear, then your back will stop bothering you at all.
Okay, so clearing in the way of... finances? Is that what you mean?
Whatever, whatever is. Didn't we have our private session? No.
That's correct. Yes.
Yes, we did. So, clear the energies that are stuck in your back. Start with the physical. You don't have to specify. The elements will do that for you. They will do that for you. Start clearing with take your lower back energies, whatever is hurting, take it into the bubble and release, release, release. Do it several times a day until everything is released, physical, emotional, mental, whatever. If something comes up, work with someone. Find yourself a partner because we have worked. I've gave you a lot of tools, and we'll just ask on time on this five elements share. Who would like to work with me? Who would like to experiment, to practice? Let's do it together and work on each other. Start doing it for yourself. Okay.
Yeah, I have been working on the clearing with the lower back, and I just just needed some tweaking.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm glad I'm not paralyzed.
Yes. Well. Seriously. I could not move. I could not go to me. Seriously.
Yeah,
that was awful.
It's not a laughing matter, for sure.
No. It's not. And I proved it. That it was just energy. Yes. It took me a while to clear, but I cleared it all.
Okay. All right. And I'll try to clear up the matter of my email address, because it's the
send
same
me your email address, please, at fiveelementsrejuvenation@gmail.com. Send me, please, a message, and then I will check again why you're not getting it. Okay.
And it's still .com. It's not .org. It's still .com. Your address.
No, not through the website, please, at Gmail, fiveelementsrejuvenation@gmail.com. Send me your email, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And, Karn, I'm taking you as the last caller. We have done a lot over time and gone over time, and I have already a next caller soon, okay?
I'll make mine very brief. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to tell everybody how fantastic our private session was last night. I thought you and the field were absolutely phenomenal. If they haven't had a private session, they need to sign up with you and do one. Treat yourself, gift yourself, as open as you are. Ina's, the heart and the integrity and the field just work so beautifully. And I wanted to share that, and I'm so grateful for what you were able to help release and how you pinpointed something that literally was on three levels, so we didn't have time to talk about it, meaning three different themes in my life going on, and your guidance in the field went right to it. So it was wonderful. So I just wanted to confirm that. But also, I'm one of those that I'm not getting any of the replay links or the message, so I better send an email of my my email address to you again, correct?
Yes, please do, because we noticed people who are working in the office for me, they noticed a discrepancy between people who bought the package and people on the AWeber list. So everyone from the AWeber subscribers are getting those reminders. But if you did not, then probably there is some discrepancy. You are part of that discrepancy. So can you please send a reminder to me to fiveelementsrejuvenation@gmail.com, and we'll check it out and add you to the AWeber list, okay, if you're not getting it, okay? And thank you for all the wonderful things. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. I believe that. I don't say that often because I don't work with that many people often, but I have to say it was a pleasure and a gift. Your gift is wonderful. So thank you again for the service that you do for the planet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and thank you very much. And we'll end here, as my next private call is already in a couple of minutes. Thanks a lot. And whoever I was not able to answer, please ask on the Five Elements Share. We still continue chatting there, okay? Thank you very much, and have a great, lovely day today. Okay, guys?
Thank
Bye.
You.